Today, a government panel that's investigating why levees in New Orleans failed after Hurricane Katrina issued some preliminary findings. The report is 800 pages long, and it suggests that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which oversees the levees, is not to blame. That's at odds with conclusions reached by two other independent teams. Here to discuss the report is NPR's David Kestenbaum. And David, remind us, please, what the scope of this investigation was.
Well, the levee failures in New Orleans were arguably the biggest engineering failure possibly in the history of the world. And everyone's been wanting to know what happened exactly and why. In some cases, it looks as if the levees were just simply overwhelmed. It was a big storm. And in some cases, the water was just many feet over the top. However, in other cases, it's not so clear. For instance, there are some canals that run through town which have walls on either side. And in some cases, the walls broke and water came out and flooded downtown. And after Katrina came through, people went out and looked at the high water marks in those canals on the wall, and they found that the water hadn't even gone up to the top of them. So people say, why did they fail? And there are two small independent groups, one funded by the state of Louisiana, and they've concluded it was basically a bad design. There was weak soil underneath the canal walls, and the wall should have been designed better.
And this report from the government is saying something different. What does it say?
The report says it's just looked really at the 17th Street Canal. This is the sort of famous failure you saw a lot of photos of on television. And they say it failed for a completely unexpected reason, one that's not in the textbooks and one that they're not sure has ever happened anywhere in the world. They don't have any record of it happening in the Netherlands or in the literature. And so what happened apparently is this. If you imagine the canal wall is sort of like there's a mound of earth, a hill of earth, and stuck in the middle of that is a wall. And what they say happened is that during the storm, the water rose in the canal and pushed against the wall, and the wall tipped out just maybe a few inches. But that opened up a gap between the earth base and the wall, and the water went down into that gap, and it allowed the water to press against the entire wall. That was one component. And the other thing they say happened was that there was weak clay out basically in people's backyards, a little bit away from the canal. And those two things together caused it to fail.
So water not coming over the top, but underneath, in a sense.
Not coming over the top, but pushing the wall out a bit and then sneaking down.
How do you reconcile these two conclusions, which seem to be at odds with each other?
I think the engineering community will probably give this report a lot of weight. The Army Corps is heavily involved in this investigation, and they're also the ones responsible for building the system. But there are a lot of independent people on this, and the budget is supposed to be $20 million for this investigation. There are 150 people on it. They've done extensive computer models, and they're doing a lot of work. That said, I've talked to some of the people on the two smaller investigative groups, and they say they feel like this is just a minor twist on what they've been saying all along, and they feel like the Corps is still to blame. And one of them said, you line up 20 soil engineers, you get 20 different answers.
Well, if I lived in New Orleans and were listening to this, I'd be thinking, what about that canal or flood wall near my house? Could the same thing happen there?
The Army Corps says they have not so far found any other weak sections of clay that are as weak as the ones by where the 17th Street Canal failed. That said, they say they haven't tested large sections of the city. They're trying to figure out what to do to make sure that these problems don't exist elsewhere.
And briefly, David, any lesson here for people who are figuring out how to rebuild the levees?
Yes, I think they're going to try and basically redo the analysis and see if there are any other weak sections that they might need to look twice at.
NPR's David Kestenbaum, thanks very much.
You're welcome.